This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Ethiopia's prime minister said Thursday that the army had been ordered to move on the embattled Tigray regional capital after his 72-hour ultimatum ended for local leaders to surrender, and he warned its 500,000 residents to stay indoors and disarm. In an official statement, Abiy Ahmed asserted that thousands of militia and special forces surrendered during the 72-hour period that ended Wednesday evening, and that Ethiopia would take utmost care to protect civilians. The international community is pleading for immediate de-escalation, dialogue, and humanitarian access as Ethiopian forces have fought their way through Tigray, to Mekele. The prime minister had rejected calls for dialogue to end an internal conflict that has already killed hundreds and displaced more than 40,000 people in East Africa, a stance that alarmed diplomats from Addis Ababa to Washington. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden said America is not going to lose the war against the coronavirus. Biden said the first vaccines against the coronavirus might be available by the end of December, while vowing to get the entire country immunized as soon as we can. The U.S. recorded 1 million new infections in each of the last 2 weeks, and its death toll has now topped 261,000, more than in any other country, according to Johns Hopkins University. And millions of people in the United States are traveling to their Thanksgiving holiday celebrations Thursday, despite a surging COVID-19 death toll and record hospitalizations. Travelers' dismissal of increasingly dire warnings to stay home and limit their holiday gatherings is fueling concerns of another wave of coronavirus infections and COVID-19 deaths during the December holiday season. Sharp rises in cases